Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Muslim American Media Alliance's Meet the Members. Yes, this is the first in a series of weekly programs that we are dedicating to introducing you, the audience, to the members of the Muslim American Media Alliance. And this week, we have the privilege of speaking with members Ruftus and Jenny Triplett of Dawah International. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Meet the Members on Muslim American Media Alliance.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah.
Right. So this is Brother Ruftus.
Rufus.
Oh, Rufus. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, well, Brother Rufus, would you tell us something about, you know, yourself, about you and Sister Jenny Triplett, and some of the things, or what masjid you attend, and how long have you been together, and, you know, been Muslim, and other information?
Well, I mean, we attend a masjid here in Marietta, Georgia. We're in the Georgia area. I don't know where this is being broadcast from. But I don't know, man. We just wanted to do something for the inmates, for the prison system, and keep their heads up. And also, you know, try to give a little dawah in the magazine that we print. And, you know, speak to the youth. And try to encourage them to do what's right. It was a motivation that the bullying that was going around, you know, I was motivated anyway to put more positive things out there and to educate more people on about Islam, because a lot of people's perception of Islam was totally wrong and false.
Right. Now, you said the bullying. What is the bullying?
Well, the
you're talking about the people that are young people that are bullying each other.
Yeah,
yes, I got you.
Yeah. Picked on and made to feel less superior. You know, just trying to get more out about that, and like I said, keep people more educated on misconceptions that I've heard around.
One of the interesting things that I have always found about just looking at your name, Rufus and Jenny Triplett, whenever I see this, I see this togetherness, the Rufus Jenny Triplett. So it seems like, you know, that you all don't mind working as a team and promoting in each other. What helps to make you all successful, and, you know, how does that work? How do you, you know, build that foundation to work together?
Listen to each other. One thing about people, and especially family, when they work together, is what I've seen within my own family, is we're quick to down each other. We're quick not to actually listen to another person's ideas and help them with that idea because of our own agenda or our own ideas. So, I mean, I feel we listen to each other and we play off of each other. You know, another thing that families in particular, as far as going into business together, because I've heard this question a lot, is actually wanting to help another person's idea, you know, versus your own. Because we all have ideas, and everyone's always pushing for their idea, but another idea just may be what you need to get over that little hump. And I think we compromise pretty good on our ideas.
The idea, that's very good. And the reason why, one of the reasons why I asked you that is because I think that it's important to let the listeners know the foundation that people are building on. And plus, what has happened is that you all have garnered the title of Couple of the Year. And can you tell us what magazine was that, and how did that come about?
Man, I didn't want no Couple of the Year, man.
I think I'll take this one.
We appeared in Ebony Magazine's February issue this year as Couple of the Year, and we were just as overwhelmed and dumbfounded as everybody else because it wasn't a competition and wasn't anything that was put out there and, you know, the solicitation or anything like that. But Ebony actually found us from the work that we do and being visual and just out there of our internet presence and everything that was going on.
But I was telling them I didn't want no reward for it. I'm getting mine from a lot.
And
I mean,
we have a book that's coming out on marriage tips, and I was just trying to find a way to start buzz about it, to get people talking about it, get people going to our website, asking questions and different things like that. So I've just been very, very visual, very vocal out on Twitter, posting different things on people's blogs and, you know, and stuff like that. And something I had written kind of resonated with one of the editors. And we had received an email asking us about the dynamics in our marriage and what we felt about black love and just all kinds of different stuff. It was just this long questionnaire. I didn't think anything of it because I get emails from people all the time. You know,
right.
We get, you know, quotes for magazines. They want our opinions about different things. You know, we've been on different television shows or anything.
Right.
So, you know, to get an email from the Ebony of Editor, from the editor of Ebony.
No, I heard you. Ebony editor.
There you go. From the editor of Ebony, it really wasn't, you know, it was just kind of every day just going, oh, okay, that wants me to, you know, ask us some questions or anything. And that was like September of last year. And I answered the questions and sent it in and everything and never heard anything, never heard anything. And then that Monday after Thanksgiving weekend, you know, just sitting here and, you know, we get a call. And it was the editor of Ebony and everything asking how we were doing. I thought they were just calling for some more information, follow up, you know, how they do that kind of thing. And
yeah.
She said, well, I'm just calling to inform you guys to let you guys know that you guys are going to be our couple of the year, that they really like, you know, what was written, you know, and everything, and that's what they were going to do. So we were dumbfounded, blindsided, overwhelmed with the whole thing.
I ain't done.
Well, I
tell you what, see, I think that Ebony saw the same thing that we kind of see. You know, it's, you know, many a times when you see Rufus, you see Jenny Triplett. You know, that's the way that I've always seen. I've seen the picture of Rufus and Jenny Triplett. I don't see Rufus by herself or Jenny by herself. I see Rufus and Jenny Triplett. You know,
Close your eyes, man.
No, we can't close our eyes to it. I mean, you know, it's obvious and it can be seen, but you should know that that's important. It's important for family life, and you know that community is built on family life, and that's an important aspect to. You may not want to be making that kind of representation, but you are. But let us continue, because there was also some other participation that I found out that you are actually doing in media, and that is that you participated in a couple of syndicated television shows as couples. And can you tell us about how that came about? Was that before the Ebony magazine, or that was after? How did that transpire?
She made me do it.
I'm sure she did.
The TV shows were before Ebony. It's, people seem to like that we're straight shooters. People seem to like that we're opinionated and don't back down. Most people that they ask to come to be on TV to give their opinions about things, they want to make sure that whatever you say to the producers beforehand in the pre-interview, that you're actually going to say it on screen, that, you know, is you're going to stick with that opinion. You're not going to be intimidated by the audience or the lights or the cameras or whatever is going on. And people have found, the producers have found that we don't hold back. You know, whatever it is that we say and what we feel, that's exactly what we say in front of the camera, you know, without the camera, beside the camera, up under the camera, you know, that's exactly what we do. And that's what they look for. And it's not just if you see us together, it's not just me and my opinion, but you also get the male side. A lot of
right.
times when you have a journalist or a columnist or something like that, you only get one side of things because it's only a male writing it or a female writing it. But because you have us together, you get a female point of view and you get a male point of view, and a lot of people seem to like that.
You see, that's what I'm talking about. People can't help to recognize this unity, this working relationship that you all have, and it's very, very beautiful, and it's a great representation, you know, for the people of the world to basically see that, and I congratulate you on that. We only have a short amount of time, but there's so much to get into, but what are some of the projects that you're working on, especially like with Dawa International? I know that you're doing a lot. And one of the things I found out is that you had you said there's something about the Prison World magazine. Tell us about your work as far as the prisons and the magazine and things like that.
Well, I mean, just once again, it's just about giving Dawa. Dawa International, that's why it's named Dawa International, because we wanted to teach people more correctly in the magazine, on the radio show, through our web media on what the correct, I get a lot more from Muslims, actually, to tell you the truth, than I do non-Muslims.
How do you mean? That you get a lot from them?
As far as negativity, to tell you
right.
the truth.
Right.
More non-Muslims are more positive concerning what we do. I was told that I was watered down Islam, which the brother couldn't explain to me what that was.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. What the heck is watered down Islam?
right. Well, I mean, I guess because I don't really know any particular brother, because it wasn't we didn't have any business ventures. A lot of times when it's a business venture with a Muslim, I mean, it's, once again, man, it's just like that we used to have in the black community where you don't get a lot of positivity from, I didn't get a lot of positivity from African Americans back in the day with black businesses type of thing. I mean, it's the same with Islam right now. And it's not that I want something from anyone. I mean, just being supportive. You know, I mean, I get it both ways. I get Muslims that support it 100%. But, I mean, also get the Muslims that there's issues with.
Now, when you say that, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You wanted to say something, Sister Jenny?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, Prison World Magazine, we're celebrating 5 years. We celebrated 5 years in print last month, and you know, this was something that we started. We didn't know it was going to ride or die. You know, we definitely had no idea, because we know people's views and perceptions of, religion and different things like that. So we didn't really know which way it was going to go. But alhamdulillah, 5 years later, I mean, we're still here. And the reach that we have across the country in the prison system with our magazine, also internationally with shipping to Canada, the UK, Africa, different things like Mexico, different things like that, we have found that people like our style and how we come across as far as things are concerned. It's not just Muslims that subscribe and read our magazine. We have a wealth of people. And trust me, we get it all. I mean, the mail, but we're still stacked up. I just finished all the June mail yesterday. We are stacked up on mail, seriously. I mean, just for people who are reaching out to us and actually love what we do and our style and everything. And it's not a preachy style. You know,
right.
we convey the message, we put it out there. And our magazine is read by Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Jews, black, white, skinheads. I mean, some of everyone just absolutely loves our magazine and love what we do. And what my husband was trying to say was that...
No, I know what I was trying to say.
I'm reiterating. I'm giving you my opinion on what you was trying to say. Okay, what he was trying to say is that we get
brother. Trust me, brother. I understand. I truly understand.
what we get is a lot of criticism from Muslims who feel that we should be more militant.
We should put more. I mean, more militant, more forceful. Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah.
But as well as the content, the Islamic content that we put in the magazine, like it should just be all Islamic. Well,
right.
In my opinion, the world isn't all Islamic, and if there's other issues that we deal with in this society, and we address those issues
that are going on. And if we give enough food for someone to be just a little bit more hungry and a little bit more interested, alhamdulillah. And we already know that that is what we do because those are the letters that we get.
That's what I'm going to say. Trust me, brother, we get the call.
Yeah.
Has Imam W.D. Muhammad, has his teaching, has it influenced you in any way as far as your perception as far as Islam or what has been some of your influences as far as Islam is concerned, and how does that intercede into your work?
Well, Siraj Wahaj.
Siraj Wahaj,
yeah. He has been a big influence.
Yes.
On my studies anyway.
Right.
And Imam Wahdi Muhammad, my uncle was up under him when I was growing up. I mean, I really didn't know a lot concerning Islam. But I mean, I'm influenced by anybody who's practicing as far as wanting to know what they've learned. I'm always wanting to learn more, and I'm always looking for those who've been out there, especially like in the work we're doing, and
yes.
in society, and being out there as a figure of Islam. I look at them, but Siraj, that's the main influence that has come to me as far as Islam and someone living nowadays.
Because he relates his message to what the issues and what's going on with the community. Siraj Wahaj. And he breaks it down, you know, to a point where people can understand where it's not just, you know, you look at him and his character, he's Islam, straight up and down. But you could take him out of that. And still, he would be a powerful speaker, and his message would still resonate, you know, without all of that.
But what he's saying.
So let me ask you, as far as your Prison World magazine, do you represent Islam in your magazine? Is that what you do? Is the life-giving teachings of Islam or some of the information come from other sources? What kind of information is it that you're actually promoting in your Prison World magazine that has actually made it so popular?
Well, anything we do is Islam first. So we have a section in there, Islam 101, just to let 101, this is what's up.
Yeah, Islam 101, it does all the every issue that we have printed with that section in it has been the basic teaching. It's the five pillars, and we reiterate on some level the five pillars, you know, and the teaching. The issue that's going out right now is talking about if we're in Ramadan, so we're talking about Ramadan, and we give a list of different things. And the other section that prints beside it is Hadith Central. We always have a lot of people that's looking for good hadiths and things that they can relate, you know, in the system. We can't provide everybody with a Bukhari. You know,
right.
that we don't have
right.
that resource, you know, to give it or whatever, but we can give you a little taste in our magazine, you know, of what some good hadiths are and relatable.
But
things.
Everything, whether it goes to the public that's in the magazine, it's going to be, it's not going to be anything haram. It's gonna, you know, that's one thing that we definitely keep on, you know, each other about is anything haram. I'm trying to make it to paradise, so I ain't trying to influence nobody in any other kind of way except Islam and the truth.
Right. So now let me ask you, is there any way that, you know, the listeners might be able to access your Prison World magazine online?
Yeah, our magazine can be ordered online. You can go to prisonworldmagazine.com and order a magazine. And even for those, you know, who wouldn't be interested, we have a lot of free world subscribers to our magazine. But for those who, you know, want to just help and support those who are incarcerated, you are able to gift a subscription, you know, to an inmate, because we have a lot of people inside the system who can't afford it but would love to read it. And the letters that we get, you know, please send me a magazine, I mean, we would love to, but we can't afford it.
but even if you're free world and you're able to access the internet, or some inmates who are able to access the internet, on our website, I mean, there's quotes and there's things to read as far as Dawah as well. So it's not just in the magazine if you're not able to purchase it. I mean, because it's not free to us, so we can't give it out free all the time. We do give out free issues, but it's randomly.
Yes. So let me say this here. Let me just take a break for a moment and say that the Muslim American Media Alliance members are professionals, organizations, and businesses in the media industry with a collective mission to share information and network. And this afternoon, we're talking with Rufus and Jenny Triplett of Dawah International. They are doing, they're very active, and they've garnered some awards and some accomplishments, which are noteworthy. And we really appreciate them taking the time to be with us. We do have a couple more questions you were talking about. We did hear about your magazine, Prison World, but now what is your website?
Well, we have more URLs than the law allows. we have one website, which, you know, is I'm maintaining everything, but it's a lot of URLs because, you know, that's just how we drive traffic there. But our main URL is dawahinc.com, dawahinc.com, and that takes you to our homepage. And you can access everything from that. But if you are just going, if you're going to the magazine, you can go to prisonworldmagazine.com. If you're looking for our radio show, which our radio show is on hiatus until October 1st because we're kind of busy with everything else that we're doing, you can go to prisonworldradiohour.com. And then we also have a blog that is very kind of sort of popular. You can go to prisonworldblogtalk.com and check out some of the issues and everything. Just put up a really good blog about how inmates should be able to play words with friends, which seems to be sweeping the internet right now.
So some of the things I'm hearing as far as you being Muslims who are working, it seems like, and I'm telling you, some of the things that you've just described, it sounds like you're working hard in media. But what are some of the other, you said that you're working through some of the, I just want some of the listeners to know some of the resources that you're actually working through in media. You did mention that you're working in print and social media, and I did hear that you're working in radio. But there was something else that I saw which was very interesting, which was that you're also working in technology and that you created an app, an Android app.
Well, my husband is the techie. He's the techie one and everything. And, yeah, we did have an app that came out for Prison World. We've kind of rescinded that app because we've been presented with another opportunity to kind of take it to Prison World to another level. So the app that we had out there on the Android market, we've reeled that back in, and we're in development. We're doing something just a little bit more special.
Well, I mean, you know, the mere fact that you're working on an app, whether, you know, that's noteworthy within itself. Why are apps important? Maybe you could kind of explain that to our listeners. Why are apps important?
Because of today's society and the cell phone and everyone, I mean, it's my niece, my little niece, she's about 13. I mean, everyone has the cell phones, and everyone's out there grabbing apps. So we wanted to put an app out there that was more educational, that would give the hour, you know, pretty much, because that's what social media is doing. They're going to the app. Even they got the, as far as technology, they got the laptops now that's going to be using apps. So I think everything's going to go to apps. That's pretty much why I did it.
Well, now we only have a couple more minutes left in the program, but I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you all taking the time from your busy schedules to really be with us and to talk with us about some of the efforts that you all are making. You are listening to Rufus and Jenny Triplett of Dawa International, a couple of the year from Ebony Magazine, who have participated in many syndicated television programs, Dr. Phil and other programs. But let me ask you, what can Muslims in media do to support each other and, you know, to build a better network as far as building a better network in the American society? Some of your thoughts of some of the ideas that you may have of some of the things that we might be able to do to work together and network and build a better media network.
Well, I mean, as always, what we try to do, I would never tell someone to do something that I don't do myself, is if it's something positive, I try to help push it. Or, I mean, it's not just support. I want you to buy the magazine or I mean, the comments that's made online has helped tremendously of support. A lot of the negativity, that's one of my biggest issues with something someone is doing, whether you like it or, you couldn't be a part of it. A lot of times we can't be a part of something, but we can support it. And
right.
I've actually came across that where just because I couldn't or they couldn't be a part of what event we might have been doing, the support stopped. You know, I mean,
we get that a lot, and especially like with our radio show. You know, we've been contacted, you know, by a lot of people as far as being on the show, and we only do a weekly show, which is one show a week, 4 weeks out of the month. And, I mean, as of right now, because we're on hiatus, we even have a waiting list, you know. So we try to tell people different ways that they can be a part and, you know, different things, whatever, you can still get on the show. But people get kind of attitudinal, you know, if you want to turn someone down or, you know, different things or whatever. And I just think that we need to take better attitudes with working with one another.
Okay, that's very good and very interesting. And now when you were talking about your radio program, and even though it's on hiatus, where would we go to actually hear your program? What platform does it come on? Is it an internet radio program? Is it a terrestrial radio program? Tell us about it.
We were on two radio stations in Atlanta, terrestrial radio, two stations. Not exactly sure if we're coming back right now. We're in the midst of change, but we've always been on the Internet, PrisonWorldRadioHour.com. We're syndicated to iTunes. You can go out there and find us in podcasts, Prison World Radio Hour. You can search us. You can find us. It's like over 60 shows out there. And we also have our own 24/7 stream. If you go to PrisonWorldRadioHour.com and click on the flashing on air, we stream 24/7, and we also stream from our Facebook fan page, which is Prison World Radio Network.
Very good, very good. Listen, I really appreciate you all taking the time to be with us and to being the first guest on the Muslim American Media Alliance program, Meet the Members. And I will say that as the president of the Muslim American Media Alliance, that it's a privilege to really have you as one of our members. And we are going to continue to work to develop a working relationship and a networking relationship with some of the, especially the Muslims that are out there doing things. And we really feel that this is important because there are many in the in the media that are saying a lot of negative things about what Muslims are doing in particular. And we don't have a way to respond, and we don't have a way to let people know that we are out there doing things. And not only with people who are not Muslims, but even with each other, we do have to kind of work together, and we have to support each other. And a lot of times people don't even know what that we are actually out there working. There are many of the things that you have discussed with us for this last half hour have informed me and told me about many of the efforts that you all are making as far as media is concerned. So that's important, and we're doing this Meet the Members half-hour radio program every week so that people can find out what it is that members are doing and that we might be able to network and support each other. So, again, I thank you, Jenny and Rufus Triplett of Dawah International. I pray that Allah continue to bless you. Any parting thoughts?
Alhamdulillah, we appreciate you. We appreciate what you're trying to do with this show. And may Allah bless you in this show to prosper. It is something. One last thought would be that as Muslims, even if we can't be a part of something, but there's other ways for us to support it, we should. And not because we don't like the way someone else may be practicing. Once again, I practice what I preach, and I don't. It's not a situation of saying my Islam is better than your Islam. You know, I believe in the one God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by himself. And I practice this deen to the, you know, according to the hadith and the Holy Prophet wasallam. So I don't get that when we can't support each other, no matter what we're doing, as long as it's positive, you know. And if I can't be involved with something, then I'll be involved a different way. You might not see me. I might be in the back scene, but if it's something positive, inshallah, I'm trying to support it.
Ameen. Well, I tell you, I thank you very much for being part of the radio program. Congratulations on another first. You are the first. You're the first guest that we've had for our Meet the Members radio program. And so that's another first. Congratulations. So look, you know, we're going to continue this, inshallah, next week. You know, we'll have someone else, but, you know, I'm sure that there will be many people that will listen to this broadcast that we're doing here. As it has been inspirational and informative to me, I'm sure it will be for other people also. So I thank you so very much, Jenny and Rufus, Triplett, and may Allah continue to bless you in your efforts in media.
Thanks for having us.
You as well, brother.
All right. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. And yes, you've been listening to the first program of Meet the Members, and you were listening to Rufus and Jenny Triplett of Dawah International. They've been doing some great things with media, and they are Muslims and practicing Muslims, and Allah has bestowed his mercy on them, not only in media, but as just being a couple that work together. And this is important information, and we pray that you all that will listen to this will find it as inspirational and productive as I have. May Allah continue to bless you all. Ramadan Mubarak, and I look forward to being with you next week right here on Muslim American Media Alliance's Meet the Members. As-salamu alaykum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.